Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Artist Show. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artist, and I cannot wait for this special edition of the Dr. Artist Show. We're going to dive into some of these new, not termed, Operation Warp Speed ridiculous vaccines for a virus. We're going to talk about fast-tracked vaccines of self-amplifying mRNA crap that's being talked about all over social media related to measles, bird flu, COVID, future COVID variants, you name it. But I brought on an expert that all of you know I trust, admire, and look up to, and that is Dr. Henry Ely. And we're going to bring Dr. Henry Ely on here to talk about some of the things that I know many of you are seeing, watching. There's a new talk of a July 4th pandemic coming from a virus out of Malaysia. We're going to talk about that. It starts with an N. I think they did that to try to stop people from watching, you know, all the nicotine presentations I'm doing around the world. We got to do something else with an N that starts the Google search. When you type this in, this virus, make sure no one sees that nicotine could be a cure for that too. They just want to make sure you don't see it while all countries around the world try to ban this thing that drug companies are creating patented synthetic versions of to create into drugs that they can sell you at a CVS or Walgreens. So to navigate this crazy elephant in the globe, standing on the globe called pharmaceuticals, which still it's very obvious is controlling even the United States government and our federal health agencies, even with the new administration. I want to bring in my buddy, Dr. Henry Ely, to talk about what you're hearing about. My name is Dr. Artis. There's this platform and this company called Arcturus, which is producing these self-amplicating mRNA vaccines for all viruses you can name now in the whole world. I think they're just trying to keep people from looking up artists. Maybe it's just Arcturus. I'm not really that narcissistic. I just find it ironic that Arcturus rhymes with artists, but they can stay away from me. It's okay. Come up with your own words. Stay away from nicotine. Stay away from Dr. Artis and just hang out with us here at the Dr. Artis Show. All right. I'm going to bring on my buddy, Dr. Henry Ely. All right. Bring him on. You all know him. You all love him. Dr. Henry Ely, how are you, buddy? It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, brother. And thank you so much for all of the help and all the love and helping me get all healed up from that last little episode that I had. And a big shout out to everybody in your audience. I think we have some funny stories to tell them at the end before we get out of here today.
Number one, he is alive. You can see him on the screen. So many people at our Healing for the Ages Virtual Solution Summit, if you didn't watch it, you need to go get it. Go watch the replays, go download it. I think most of you've already got it. However, go get it if you haven't seen it. We did a whole Make Your Home Healthy Again. We did tons of information and promos about it. It was an incredible event, all digital. It was incredible. May 24th, 2025, we took you through all of your home, four major rooms of your home, laundry room or the cleaning room, bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen. Dr. Janice Schmidt covered the kitchen. Dr. Group did the bedroom. Dr. Ely did the cleaning supply rooms and how to keep your whole home clean. And then I took the bathroom, which was awesome.
And that too, and a lot of light. We talked a lot about light. We talked
a lot about light, but light impacts your world and light has an environmental impact on you. An external toxic environment, even light can create a problem. And for those of you that think it's weird to talk about light and light having an impact on your health, you know that medical science knows that they can use light to heal you, including using a focused light beam called a laser. And they can shoot that thing in the back of your eyeball and actually correct your vision. It's called LASIKs. And they're just doing it with light. So we know that light can easily create positive effects in the human body. And it can create known very toxic, deadly effects on the human body also. Yeah. Or the lack of light can create the same thing as specific wavelengths of light. If you don't have enough, your actual health is going to suffer. Your emotional, physical, entire life is going to suffer as a result. So this is why people that get lots of vitamin D from the sun, which is light, they are much happier typically and less depressed than those who get enough sunlight in adequate amounts. Amen. Dr. Ely. Anyway, Dr. Ely's alive. During that thing, he had a little unfortunate event where he had a seizure right in the middle of it and fell over and I ran downstairs. He happened to be my home, thank goodness. And we got to nurture him and take care of him. And then we did recordings the next couple of days to make sure Dr. Ely's presentation and mine, as we took care of each other, we're taking care of. But anyway, he's great. He's alive. He's back home. It's amazing.
And we got something really cool, Dr. Artis. So what we're going to do on the 25th, when we do our next Ages membership masterclass, we're going to open that up to everybody from the VSS as well. So they'll just be able to log back on, jump onto their section on the VSS, because we're going to do Q&A session for yours and Q&A session for mine afterwards too. And you know what's been interesting? I've of course been taking that B. Did your BN320 come in that thing yet?
Oh, my little light detector. Yeah. I just got it over the weekend.
Dude, have you been playing with it?
Nope, I haven't even opened it yet. It's in my island in my kitchen.
Well, when you get to playing with it, I figured out why we're feeling like the world is speeding up, that time is speeding up. Like, I think I've been hearing that. I know I felt it. It just seems like everything is moving so fast, right?
Yeah.
Well, during the daylight, when you point that sucker at the sun, you're going to see that we get all the color spectra in there. You're going to see we get blue and we get violet and we get, you know, the yellow and the orange, the green, everything, and all the way to the red. But what's interesting is at night, we don't get any blue. So what blue does as a color spectra is it activates our sympathetic fight or flight nervous system. It gets us going. So when you just have blue, there's a problem. When you have blue with red, you have a balance because red does the opposite. Red is going to activate the parasympathetic rest and digest nervous system. So there's this wonderful balance in there. But I think what's happening, and I'm almost 100% sure of it, is that we're all under LED lights. And we talk about this at the Healing for the Ages in the replay from the VSS for everybody who wants to get more on this. If you're under LED lights, if you're being exposed to LED lights, you're getting a blue spike in the LED lights and then no red light to balance it out. And if that's happening to you at night, it's going to throw your circadian rhythms out and you're going to feel like everything is much faster, going faster than it really is. So it's a light messing with your perception of time, which is really interesting, which would fall right in line with the psyop that we've been embroiled in the last several years at the very least. But it's some interesting stuff, folks. And we have a solution for you too. Make sure you go to healingfortheages.com. Make sure you get into the replays because the solutions are in there for what you need to do, because it's that easy of a fix. It's probably the easiest fix we've all figured out of everything that we've figured out in the last 3 years. It's probably the easiest thing that you can do.
Yes, it is. All right. So go get your replays. Make sure you go watch them if you already purchased them and weren't able to watch it on Memorial Day weekend. Go get them. There's solutions and replacements for all the things we taught you about, from cookware to what it is you're eating. I even introduced a chemical I'd never even heard of, but some people probably have.
That was funny.
I didn't know what it was, but I came across these research studies on cosmetics and toiletry and food items that have these chemicals in them called and known to science and medicine to be what are called obesogens. Mm-hmm. Obesogens. Mm-hmm. Things that make a human being fat and keeps them fat. That's exactly what they write in the research patents and in the studies about the obesogens. And I'm like, oh my God, they know this makes you fat and then it keeps you fat. So if you've ever tried to lose weight through exercise and diet and fasting and it just won't come off, you are introducing into your body chemicals they know make it harder for you to lose weight. And if you'd like to know what those are and how to break those down and get them out of you, you might want to watch the Virtual Solution Summit from Healing for the Ages, May 24th, 2025. We'll get the replays. Go pay for them. Go get them. And if you haven't watched them yet, go watch them. They're awesome, man. We did some incredible presentations.
I went through your presentation, bro. It was dope. I went through that presentation when I got back home, and I was like reading through it and everything. And I was that's the one slide that had me cracking up was when you had the dude holding his butt.
Unfortunately, I took the bathroom and I had to show the world that there is 21 brands of toilet paper studied by the University of Florida. They dissolved the toilet paper down and then they wanted to know what chemicals they add to toilet paper. And the 21 top name brand toilet papers in America have what are called PFAs, these chemicals that they know cause cancer when applied to the skin. So I was like, oh my goodness. I had to show you the brand names that they confirmed were laced with these chemicals that you're wiping on your butt. And then I showed an article about the exponentially rising diagnoses of anal cancers. Well, if all of you are wiping your butt, which all of us do with toilet paper here in America, and that toilet paper you're using has chemicals known to be cancer-causing agents published in medical papers, but when applied to the skin, it creates cancerous tumor growth. You can put 2 to 2 together. 2 plus 2 always equals 4, no matter what the medical profession wants you to know about chemicals and their drugs. When they say causation or correlation doesn't equal causation, yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Just because they say 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4, it equals 5, doesn't mean you have to fall for it because they said it. Right. Causation equals, or correlation equals causation. If it happened at the same time, it's probably what happened to you, right? It's about as dumb as what we saw in Washington State or Oregon, where that lady or person got ran over by a bus during COVID. The coroner shows up and PCR tests the person who's dead on the street and writes down primary cause of death with bus track tires across their body.
Right.
Primary cause of death was designated COVID-19 pneumonia. Yep. Second only cause of death was a motor vehicle accident. Okay. Look, the tire tracks are on the body. The person right. walked into the street, got ran over by a bus. The bus killed the person, but the PCR test came back positive. So they wrote down cause of death primary was COVID. Okay. This is where they would say, just because the bus and there's the bus ran over the person and there are tire tracks, correlation does not equal causation. Just because the bus ran over them doesn't mean it killed them. They could have died from COVID before they walked into the street or as they were walking in there, died of pneumonia, fell over, and the bus ran over them. That's what they want you to believe. It's so dumb. All right. Yeah, we got it.
It's stupid. Right. I got to ask one little thing, Dr. Aris, because you probably have thought about this and have something funny to say. So if correlation doesn't equal causation, what does it equal?
What does it equal?
You know?
I'm amazed, Ely, that all the crap people can just make up. I have said this over and over and over from stages, and Dr. Ely and I can say this. We do know medical doctors that we have a lot of adoration, respect for, who use common sense and logic and don't lie to you and don't try to manipulate you or gaslight you. There's plenty of those, and I would like to acknowledge them. However, I've stood in medical conventions over and over and over, and I've said, why? I'll just look at all of them, all the MDs in the room, and I'll go like this. Can you guys all explain to me why does all of you just make up to your patients? You just make up stuff. Why don't you just say you don't know? Instead of making up something, why don't you just say, I don't know, I'll have to look that up. Why do you continue to make up bull crap answers just because you feel like you need to fill the void with an answer that makes it look like you have all the answers? When in fact, most of the stuff you say, those of us who have common sense and any education and intellect know you're just BSing us. Why do you do that?
Ego is a hell of a drug. Ego is just a hell of a drug, Dr. Aris.
It absolutely is. All right. So, Dr. Henry Ely, I would like to ask you a question. How concerned are you about the 1,002 measles diagnoses found in America in the last 24 months? How concerned are you with the 1,002 measles cases defined in America? And do you believe, and do you tell everybody at your school, the energetichealthinstitute.org, do you have a whole class now, a course on which MMR vaccines or new mRNA vaccines you should get your family to get in preventing this massive, luring, overwhelming, it's looking over the edge of the cliff, it's coming for you, measles virus pandemic that is obviously on the march. Tell us how you feel about measles and how you're preparing your audiences at home, your family, your child, soul. How are you protecting them from this really deadly, infectious, rash condition that doesn't kill anybody called measles?
Well, you can tell I'm terrified right now, right?
I see. Flings back his holy water. Yep. Ready for this one. Yep. No panic in his eyes. I got it. I love it.
Well, you know, first of all, we've known this and this problem has been solved for a long time. It's vitamin A. You know, if you just get vitamin A in your system and it's fine beta carotene, a simple 8 to 12 ounce glass of organic carrot juice is going to get you roughly about 100,000 international units or IUs of beta carotene, which is the storage form of vitamin A. Put a little zinc in your system. The zinc will activate enzymes that will transform the beta carotene into retinol or the activated form of the vitamin A that feeds the immune system. The immune system gets really, really happy. And then whenever any kind of infectious agent, including a measles, is going to come into your body, your immune system wipes it out. So if you have enough vitamin A, you don't have to worry about these things. And especially if you have vitamin A and then go and get some sunlight on your body for about 20, 30 minutes a day, you have nothing to worry about whatsoever. So for me, it becomes this issue of, and we told Secretary Kennedy this, you know, I got called in, you know, a couple months ago. I was really pissed about how he handled everything with the measles outbreak and everything. First of all, it's not an outbreak. All right. It's just some kids got sick, you know. Now, sadly, one of those kids did pass away. But when you go through the medical records, when you actually look through what's happening, there is medical mismanagement going on in that situation. That little girl would be there if she probably hadn't gone into the hospital. Now, that's speculative, and that's maybe not fair to her or the family. But I'm a medical professional, and I've looked at what's gone on in that situation. I have a right to have an opinion about what's happening. When I see medical mismanagement, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You go to the search engine, look up Johns Hopkins University, and look up how many people die every year by medical mismanagement, what they call medical error, but what it's really them doing what their medicine tells them to do in the cult of Asclepius. It's over 250,000 that they admit to. That's what they admit to. But there are other studies that show it's probably closer to 450,000 people are killed by that medical practice when it is practiced correctly. So, no, I'm not going to be scared of measles. I'm not going to be scared of a skin rash. I'm not going to be scared of somebody who's likely just vitamin A deficient. We're going to handle the situation intelligently the way God intended. What did God tell us to do? Go eat some carrots, have some sweet potatoes, you know, put a little extra, you know, supplemental vitamin A, go to Nature Wins, get some vitamin A. If there you got some in the catalog, put that in your body and then go get your butt out into the sunlight and let the sunlight activate all of these wonderful nutrients that you just put into your cellular structure. That's how it all works. So we're not worried about it, but I do find it interesting how often people are scared to get sick. And why would you be scared to get sick? Because you don't understand your body. You don't understand the natural pharmacopoeia. You don't understand. And when you don't understand, it allows you to be easily misled. And I think that's the big infection, Dr. Artis, in our country right now, is the infection of misled, what's the better word I'm looking for here? Of being lied to. Well, how about we just call it what it is? Being lied to and falling for it. That's what's going on in our country.
So let's be transparent here. As you're talking, I'm like sitting there thinking, how would they have convinced us all that every time there's a sickness or a sign or symptom of illness, how did they convince all of us that this is a medical emergency? And I really do think it starts with the fever discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, name a parasite infection, name a fungal infection, name a bacterial infection, name a viral infection that doesn't come with some increase in temperature. And if we can convince you that anything above 98.6 is deadly, dangerous, right, then every time anything gets inside your body, you're going to have a reaction of an increased fever, and you are programmed now to believe that all of these are dangerous, fevers are bad. I mean, what's more basic than the body kicking up its temperature to help with teeth coming in a baby? Every baby, I've had 5 children, okay? Pediatricians will actually tell my patients, they'll go like this. Fevers are not a sign or symptom of teeth coming in through the gums. Yes, it is. 100% of my children had runny noses and fevers the whole time teeth were coming in. Don't tell me this isn't something you've seen in life. A fever does not always equal an infection. You could have a trauma. You could break something, sprain something, and you get a fever. It's a parasympathetic reaction to an infection, trauma, injury, you name it. So just so you know, if you actually believe the narrative that all fevers are bad and they're dangerous and you need to go see a medical professional, then of course, every time a illness or symptoms ever shows up, I've got aches and pains along with my fever. I feel hot, flush. I'm sweating. I've got night sweats. You're all going to think you need to go to the emergency room. It's something very dangerous. I think it all started. I'm just here hanging out with you, Ely. I just think maybe that's where that comes from. It was very easy to convince a whole lot of very young mothers with new babies that if a fever starts, you see a temperature go up above 98.6, you need to get to the emergency room or to the medical doctor, call 911, something. I think that's how they got that. Being sick is dangerous. It is not.
You're spot on. And who are they going to do to go and do that? They're going to go right after moms, and especially first-time moms,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. And then as those kids grow up being taken by their mother to the medical doctor for every sniffle, every fever, every body ache, every diarrhea, you name it, what is that person going to do when they have children in the future?
They're going to do this because that's what mom did. This is what, you know, next year we got to do this at least at either the VSS, but hopefully at the annual conference. We've got to make it about first time moms. We've got to just be like, first time moms, we are going to give you the Bible, the natural Bible on how to deal with all of these situations, because 90% of what you encounter with your kids when they're growing up does not require a doctor. It just requires you knowing what to do for that symptom, for that fever, for example. Fevers are not bad. I mean, that's the first thing that we've, I know you've spent so much time with people you've worked with. Like, you got to break through this incredible, huge shield of stupidity that has been put there on moms. I'm not saying moms are stupid. I'm saying that they've been taught a lie. And of course, they're going to trust the liar, because a liar comes with a coat and comes with pieces of paper on their wall in a big building. So why would I not trust the liar? They wouldn't be here if they were a liar, right? Well, they're lying to you. And the reality is that fevers are a good thing. Fevers are a sign that the immune system is actually engaging. Fevers are a sign that your body is actually isolating and preventing the replication of these microorganisms. That's why our body heats up. So why would we want to get in the way of that? I mean, I just wrote a chapter in Energetic Health Volume 1. You know, we're doing this 15th anniversary edition, and I'm reading through it and I'm like, oh my God, we got to update. There's a lot that's going on in the last 5 years that I got to put into this book. And one of the things I come back to are the simple principles. There's no such thing as a bad fever. Pain is a beacon for the immune system. It tells your immune system where to go. Why would we want to turn these signals off? But of course, nobody wants to feel bad. And so that's an easy sell. Well, here, I'll give you something to turn it off. It doesn't heal you, but you won't feel bad. And then the easy sell to the moms is, well, you don't want to be a bad mom and have your baby die, right? So this is why you need to get a vaccine. This is why we need to inject your child with, now, what did Kennedy say yesterday? It depends on how you interpret the schedule, but we're going to inject your child with more than 30 shots before they're 2 years of age. Well, healers, here's the problem with that. Not only are all the shots biotoxic to your child, but the big problem is that, let's say the shots actually worked to do what they say they do, which they don't. Your child's immune system does not gain competency to create a memory of that artificial infection until they're anywhere from 18 months to 24 months. So any injection, in my professional opinion, and I have a right to it, any injection of a child with an artificial infection, that's all the vaccine is, before 24 months is a money grab. It's all risk, zero reward, because the baby can't create a memory of it in their immune system. So there's no justification for it, yet they do it the moment that the baby comes out with the Hep B and with the vitamin K shot, even though the vitamin K shot's for a different reason. And all it is a money grab, you know? Prove me wrong. That's where I'm at with these. Prove me wrong that that's not a money grab.
Yeah, prove me wrong. All right, so I'm going to see if I can show something here.
Yep.
On this screen. I haven't never shared like this, but this will be fun. Watch this. I'm going to do something.
Oh, we're going into infinity and beyond. Okay. Oh, yeah, baby. Media and excipient summary. Let's do it.
All right, so we're just going to show you, all of you at home, when Dr. Ely says carrots, just give your kids some carrots. You eat carrots. Mama eat carrots. Beta carotene will help with the measles. And when it comes to vaccines, and you're sitting there thinking, you know what, I think I just want to still a vaccine for my kids. Okay, great. Well, this is what is called the vaccine excipient summary. This is actually from the CDC's website. This is actually from the FDA's website. You see down here, FDA.gov. Well,
not anymore. They have officially, as of November of last year, removed that.
No, I'm telling you, it's here. This is where it's from. There's your evidence. I just happen to download it to my computer like I do every document, because as we expose them, Ely, you and I, they want to take them down so you can't find them. Now, if you go look this up, type in Google CDC vaccine excipient summary, this thing, it'll actually pull up a whole bunch of Google links to different state government websites where this is housed. And so you just open it. Oregon's like the first one that pops up. And I'm like, just go there. You'll find it. So let's show you what is on the current MMR vaccine schedule. What it is are some of the ingredients. Let's just highlight this first one here. Here's an MMR vaccine that you can go get your kid if you'd like. If you don't want to give them carrots because you think carrots are dangerous, I don't know. Maybe you've never given your kid a vegetable in your life and you just feed them chicken nuggets. All right.
That deadly carrot, Dr. Artisan.
The deadly carrot. All right, so here we go. You've got chick embryo cell culture is the first ingredient, as you see highlighted in blue. All right, so if you think chicken embryo cells are a good idea to help your kid beat the measles virus, This is the vaccine for you. The second ingredient is WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblast.
Yep.
Now, I could ask Dr. Ely, but I would like to ask the audience, how many of you know what that is?
Yeah.
And if you don't, you probably shouldn't comment to our social media platforms that we don't know what we're talking about these MMR vaccines.
Right.
If you haven't looked this up. So if you take WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblast, copy that, paste it into Google, look up the Wikipedia page, look at the first paragraph. It's going to tell you these are lung cells from an aborted baby.
Yep.
Now, I don't know how you feel about abortion, but if you don't agree with abortion, just for philosophical reasons or religious reasons, do you believe in injecting your child with aborted, murdered baby cells, if that's how you view abortions? And did you know that they put abortal fetal cells, murdered baby's lung cells in your body to beat the measles? Oh, the next one is you'll see vitamins and amino acids. Notice they don't tell you what vitamins are in there. Maybe they put a little vitamin A in there. I don't know. But look at the next one. Fetal, that's a baby. Bovine, cow, blood. Okay, great. Any of you out there think that baby cow blood is good for you or helps your kid or yourself beat the measles? The next one is sucrose. Sucrose is sugar. Just so you know, sugar suppresses the immune system and allows you to more easily be infected by a virus, just so you know. Glutamate. Well, you can go look that up if you want to. I'm glad it's in there, though. Then let's look at recombinant human albumin. All right, so now you got white blood cells.
Well, there's now, if you're a cannibal, you cannot be simultaneously anti-cannibal and, you know, anti-cannibalism and pro-vaccine. You can't do it.
Watch this. This is neomycin. Do you know what neomycin is, Dr. Ely?
Antibiotic.
It is an antibiotic. Do you know what neomycin is published to do?
No, but I'm very interested to hear.
Watch this. Let's just have more fun with this, shall we? I'm going to come to Google. I'm going to go like this. I'm actually going to plug this in. I'm actually going to plug it into Google. I'm usually on DuckDuckGo, but this is going to be fun.
Can I say something while you're doing that on the
computer? Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, glutamate is a neurotoxin. Think MSG, everybody. That's what they're injecting into your child.
Yes. Watch this. I'm just going to show you guys here. Neomycin, watch this. Cardiac arrest.
Oh, no.
All right. So I want you guys to read this. If neomycin-induced respiratory or cardiac arrest occurs, they know that it can cause it. Look at this. It is important to note, not all patients are at equal risk for neomycin-induced cardiac arrest. Okay, listen to me. Do you guys think that injecting your kids with a antibiotic that it is published by Google AI is known to create cardiac arrest? Look at this. Neomycin-induced cardiac arrest is a serious, though rare, complication of neomycin administration. It is inside of your MMR vaccine. In fact, if I continue to do the actual share screen of that vaccine excipient summary, Dr. Ely, you'll see that neomycin is in each of them.
Yep.
Which is even more absurd. So I would like to ask you, is carrots really a more ridiculous recommendation than neomycin that might cause cardiac arrest when injected into a human? How many of you think it's a good idea to have possible serious side effects of cardiac arrest in your child, and that's better than getting a rash called the measles? So just so you know, we know what we're talking about. We read this stuff all day long, and we try to educate you that they tell you vaccines are safe and effective. Really? I would like to ask RFK Jr. to name for me three ingredients in the current MMR vaccines off the top of his head. Guarantee you can't do it. And even better, ask your medical doctor when they say you or your child needs an MMR vaccine. I want you to look at them and ask them. I will only do it if you can, off the top of your head, name three ingredients in the MMR vaccines that help my child beat the measles.
Exactly.
And when they can't tell you, you now know you know more information about the measles vaccine than the guy telling you you need to get it. And you need to take your child, pick them up, and leave. And go find a doctor who knows the ingredients in the shot and still want to try to convince you it's a good idea to give it to them.
You know, and I would encourage your audience also, not on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, not on a weekend, but definitely on a Monday or Tuesday when you can handle this information, go and look up how they collect fetal bovine serum. It is one of the most ridiculously evil things that you can do in terms of collecting this tissue, this fluid from the baby cow.
And I called it a baby cow, but fetal means it's in the uterus.
There it is. It's still a baby.
It's still in the womb of the mother. Mm-hmm. How do they get the blood out of that baby cow? And then why would baby cow blood? Why would lungs from aborted baby in the 1970s? Why does those cells need to be in my measles vaccine? Listen, it's lung cells, Dr. Ely. What kind of rash is measles? Is it a lung tissue rash or is it a skin rash? Issue.
It's a skin rash.
So ridiculous.
You know, but that's the thing. You and I, we're the witch doctors for using, you know, curcuma, vitamin A, organic carrots, sunlight. We're the witch doctors, but they're the ones putting together these concoctions with aborted human fetal tissue, recombinant human albumin, with MSG and neurotoxins, with heavy metals, because guess what can be added to each one of these shots without being listed on the ingredients? Up to 25 micrograms of mercury. Because, of course, why not slide a little bit of more mercury in there? I was talking about this with some folks earlier this week. You know the history on Quacksalver, of course, Dr. Artis. Your audience may not have heard this. You might have taught them this, but we'll see, right? Yeah. So Quacksalver is the German way of saying quicksilver. Quicksilver is the unofficial term for mercury. So when in the early 1900s, what people would do in the United States is they would say, stay away from those quacks. They weren't talking about Dr. Artis. They weren't talking about me. They weren't talking about Dr. Group or Dr. Schmidt. They weren't talking about natural doctors when they said quacks. They were talking about allopaths. They were talking about MDs, the folks that were in the AMA, because all they had in their pharmacopoeia for the most part was to cut you, to put a leech on you or bloodlet you, and mercury. And so whenever they use mercury, they called it quicksilver or quacksalver. And so everybody said, well, those are the quacks. You got to stay away from the quacks. Well, the Flexner Report comes on in 1910, and then the AMA says, you know what? We're getting called quacks all the time. Why don't we appropriate that word and then repurpose it to start pointing it at the likes of the natural docs? And then, of course, over a couple generations, what happens? We become the quacks, and then everybody thinks they're talking about ducks. That's what you see with all the little pro-vax idiots that are out there and everything. Listen to me, healers. You cannot simultaneously be anti-cannibalism and pro-vax. You cannot simultaneously be vegan and pro-vax. You cannot simultaneously be intelligent and pro-vax. Yes, I said that too.
What about pro-life?
Pro-life. You cannot be pro-life. You cannot be. There's just so many things where if you just look at the ingredients, the conversation is over. We don't got to get into Varus. We don't got to get into the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. We don't got to get into the PrEP Act. We don't got to get into something that people don't look at enough, Dr. Artis. Surveillance reports. Surveillance reports from the CDC show you how often these damn things fail. And when we're talking like right now, the best year on record for a flu shot in terms of efficacy is a 20% success rate. That's the best on record. That means it fails over 80% of the time. And what does it fail to do? It fails to prevent an infection. So what happens? People get the damn flu shot and then they magically develop the flu. How many people have gotten the COVID shot and then magically develop COVID?
Well, but it was less. It was less intense than it would have been.
What are you, Nostradamus now? How can you predict that? You just drifted off into the future and you saw your future on a different alternate Marvel timeline where you didn't get the shot and it was worse. Get out of here. This stuff is, it's intellectually offensive, but it's also funny. You know, when you stop and you step back and the stupidity.
Yeah, lots of people want to know, how do I smirk and smile and laugh through all this diabolical, evil, like deceitful attempts to try to manipulate human beings all over the world in medicine? And I go like this, isn't it awesome to discover and understand their deceptions and then expose them? To me, I find it outright awesome because they're lying to everybody. You're wanting to be the authority figure. You're wanting no one to ever question authority. I mean, maybe the medical industry also created the whole if you don't have anything to say, anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Respect authority. Maybe they came out with all those taglines. So now everybody's like, don't say anything. They're wearing a white coat. Just trust everything they say. Don't ever question authority. Okay, fine. Thanks. All right. Maybe that was all a plot too by the medical establishment. I have no idea.
I'm glad we missed that class and we've been unruly our whole lives.
Amen. All right. So you know what else I thought of when you were talking about carrots and the measles and beta carotene? Yeah. You know what else I thought?
What?
Man, there was a lot of, maybe there was a lot of truth behind Bugs Bunny. Do you remember he would actually pull out a carrot?
Dude. Yes.
He'd bite a carrot and he'd go, what's up, doc?
What's up, doc?
Eat the carrot. What's up, doc? Like, anyway, I just found that interesting. What's up,
well,
doc?
Well, this was, you got to remember, Bugs Bunny shows up before, right before Operation Paperclip. So Bugs Bunny shows up when we were actually using nutrition still as our primary medical therapy. This is like right after, you know, Battle Creek, Michigan, Harvey Kellogg and everything, Dr. Kellogg. Bugs Bunny shows up right in that era. And then, of course, the World War II happens and Bugs Bunny starts shifting a little bit, but he keeps that whole rascally rabbit thing. But yeah, I think that's what it was. It was just like, remember Popeye? What was the message to kids with Popeye?
Spinach, baby.
Eat that spinach and what do you get? You get really strong. So the messaging in our cartoons was actually really on point. And we make fun of it now. And it's like, well, Bugs Bunny didn't need a vaccine. You know why? Because Bugs Bunny was eating his carrots.
Oh, but what did you find during COVID-19? Sesame Street,
right?
Actual shows.
Right.
And commercials using puppets for children to encourage them all to get vaccines and why they're so important. So, yes, the elephant in the country, the elephant in entertainment has all been shifted to the pharmaceutical tentacles. And I think they've just embedded it in all aspects of your life. Remember the old adage we all heard too growing up? We've talked about this many times, that an apple a day kept who away?
The doctor.
Well, how does that benefit pharmaceutical industry and the pharmaceutical giants if they control the media? Why would they want you to ever know that term? Or that terminology or that phrase. And apple a day keeps doctor away. They don't want you not going to the doctor. They want you 24/7 going to the doctor. Why? It's where their most profitable products are, is only from a prescription from your medical doctor. So don't let anybody else hear or see that food from nature, spinach, carrots, and apple. Do not trust that. That does not keep you healthy. Only our drugs, our pharmaceutical companies make, called vaccines, are right for you. And oh my God, I have a Tom Thumb grocery store right down the street here.
Yeah, yeah.
I walked in there last night with Jane. There's a, right when you walk in the door, the big sliding doors, is a standing stand that says free flu vaccines and 10% off your groceries if you get the flu vaccine here. And then there's a banner that's before you go into where the shopping carts are. Then as you get the shopping cart and turn around to go actually into the store, there's a even bigger banner right above the door. Same statements. Flu vaccines for free. 10% discount on your groceries. Notice they don't say an apple a day over here in the produce section. Go to the right side of the store and get your apples a day to keep you from getting sick. Or go get carrots over here. It's almost flu season or measles season. No, they don't tell you anything about food. They only promote drugs nonstop. And well, what are we seeing any different with the MAHA movement right now? Are we seeing any promotional material supporting food, groceries?
Can I break some stuff down that's come out with MAHA just in the last minute?
Yes, please do.
And of course, I'm talking about Mr. MAHA, Secretary Kennedy. Okay. What has come out since in the last couple of months? I'm going to work from the most recent to we'll go back to Arcturus. Okay. This first major action. So what has happened? First and foremost, CRISPR just got approved for gene therapy on a child without an FDA approval. There is a hospital in Philadelphia that just got hailed for gene editing a child without FDA approval and this is what Secretary Kennedy is going out and doing. We just see that, this is crazy, they are growing salmon flesh, not GMO salmon that have been modified and are still, you know, birthed and in some water or something like that. They're growing GMO Bill Gates salmon flesh in petri dishes, and that just got approved yesterday by the FDA. Go back a couple days before that, Bill Gates has this coating to put on all fruits and vegetables called Appeal. This coating is
incredibly toxic. It prevents the food from decomposing. So if it's doing that to the food and you eat that, what do you think it's going to do to your body? It's going to severely injure your liver, your hormone system. It's going to have be a nightmare for you. That just got approved for use on organic produce. Insanity, right? Now, you move a little bit back on the calendar, and what were they talking about? Using AI to fast-track personalized vaccines. Why do they want these gene therapies to be called vaccines? Because as soon as you call them a vaccine, they get the protection of the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, and if they're EUA'd, the PrEP Act as well. Now, I don't know about you, Dr. Artis. I don't see a COVID emergency anywhere going around. But for some reason, the EUA still stands for all of these mRNA shots, all these COVID mRNA shots.
I have not looked it up recently. That's still true. It's still in place?
It's still in place. I checked. I verified. It's still in place, right? And they do that because now they have the protection of the PrEP Act, right? Without that, as soon as they remove the EUA, bye-bye PrEP Act, they can't protect it anymore, okay? So there's that right there. So they're going to leave that up. Now, what did they do two Saturdays ago? They approved the FDA with no clinical trials, no new clinical trials for this product. They approved the mNEX spike shot that's going out. And they approved it. They said just for 65 and older. Well, that's the population that should not be getting that, as every population should not be getting that. But they approved it without any clinical trials, any proof of safety or efficacy, got rubber stamped approval. Now, before that, and because people were like, well, he fired all the 17 people. Excuse me, he didn't fire them. He retired them at ACIP, on the ACIP committee. Okay, well, that's good. And I gave him a high five for that. But then I asked a question, and maybe I shouldn't have asked this question. Who are you going to replace him with, dude? Right? And I said, how about putting Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the ACIP committee?
She should be the chair.
She should be right at the top, right? How about putting Dr. Suzanne Humphreys on there? How about putting Dr. Stephanie, right? I mean, we got some bad women out there, right? I understand not wanting me around. I'm a lunatic. I get it. But there are some people out there that really understand what's going on. How about Toby Rogers? How about putting him on there, right? We got some pretty...
How about Barbara Jo?
I'm telling you, right? So what did he come out the very next day and say? I will not put an anti-vaxxer on ACIP. And I said, wait a minute. Why won't you do that? He said, because anti-vaxxers are ideologues, meaning we are just all about ideology. Wait, what? I was like, I'm an evidence-based dude. If you would show me that these are the greatest things since sliced bread, I'd be putting them in my body. You know what I mean?
Showed you ingredients here on this show in the MMR vaccine. And how can you tell me that this is just ideology? It's just your idea that they're not good for you. Okay. All right. Can you explain to all of us how injecting abortal fetal tissue into a body improves immunity?
It has nothing to do with our objective research and evidence and us looking at VAERS and V-safe and actually talking to moms who have either lost their children or have had children severely injured by these damn shots. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with the inequity of the law protecting these. It has nothing to do with the fact of the surveillance reporting. And I was, I put all that work out there on breakthrough cases, because of course it's not vaccine failure anymore. It's breakthrough. We have to rebrand that because of breakthroughs. Who doesn't want to have a breakthrough, right? So I'm looking at this dude, and the thing that really chafes me, Dr. Artis, is what happened on April 10th. And I've been blowing this up on social media. It's so awesome to see so many people championing this now. Like, we are at the Alamo right now. On April 10th, healers, the very first act, major act of Secretary Kennedy in his position of power, and I want everybody to be very clear, as the head of this Health and Human Services Department, he has the largest budget in the federal Rolodex, whatever they would call that. He is in charge of almost a little over $4 trillion of budget every year. Insane. He's in charge of this now. He has stroke of the pen authority to remove things like the Pfizer shot, the Moderna shot, for any reason he wants to, but especially on the grounds of they submitted fraudulent data People have died. He has every power to just stroke of the pen, remove it. He has stroke of the pen authority to remove glyphosate. He has this ability today. Now, might that get him fired? Maybe, but at least we're having an honest conversation. So if the goal is for us to actually get something done, he has the power to do it. We were told before, you know, Marty McCary or Macari, I don't know how to pronounce his name, and Jay Bhattacharya were confirmed. We were told, be patient. Just be patient. We got to get these two guys in. Kennedy needs them. I argued back with people and said, no, he doesn't. I've read the law. He does not need them. They can help, but he doesn't need them. But I said, all right, I'll play a game. I'll play with you. Kennedy gets approved on February 13th, I think. I might be off by a day or so. Marty and Jay get approved on March 25th. 2 weeks later, the first major act of Secretary Kennedy is to fast-track the Arcturus 2304 self-amplifying mRNA platform. And now, why is this a deadly thing for us? Why are we at an Alamo if this somehow gets approved later on? We're at the Alamo, Dr. Artis, on this one, because this isn't just shedding spike protein like what's going on or whatever's happening with these shedding symptoms. This is actually going to be shedding mRNA. It doesn't matter whether you get a needle in your arm or not. This gets out, you are going to get vaccinated, and the four of us are going to have to figure out what the solution for that is. We got homework to do on this, and we got to be prepared just in case, because whether they say that it's legally released or not, I'm sure they're going to release it. But the thing that pissed me off, Dr. Artis, about this was, this is Kennedy. I understand if Kennedy's first act is, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ban mRNA. Well, hey, we're all on board. I'm going to be your biggest defender.
Amen.
But when your first act is, I'm going to fast track something that is worse than anything Fauci put out there, that is not a good start. That's not how you play 5D chess, okay? Nope. That's not how you win, at least. So I've been really blowing this up. I went into the clinical trials on this one, this Arcturus one, and this is what you've been teaching everybody about bird flu, right? About using the black cumin seed and everything, that we have solutions for this. So this one's getting fast tracked, and the first clinical trial, the first phase clinical trial, is supposed to be done and concluded on July 21st. So this is our first milestone we're looking at right now. What gets crazy about this is Secretary Kennedy has been bragging about radical transparency, right? This is what he's been saying, everybody. We're going to practice radical transparency. And then he comes out and says, we're going back to the gold standard, double-blind placebo testing. Nothing will ever, every vaccine is going to be tested against an inert placebo. So for your audience, inert means it can't cause any harm. Placebo means, like, you all know what it means. It means like it's just not going to do anything bad. So for inert placebos, this is always going to be salt water. You're going to take a shot at the Arcturus 2304. You're going to have a control group, and all they're getting are shots of salt water. And then you get to compare which group had the more injuries and stuff like that. That's how it's supposed to work. Well, I went into clinicaltrials.gov and I started reading through how the clinical trials designed. This is what Kennedy approved. You ready for this? The control group, in this age of radical transparency and gold standard science nonsense, the control group is going to get two shots. The first shot the control group is going to get, instead of a inert saline shot, is the Arcturus 2304 shot. So you just unblinded your control group right there.
This is our science.
This is our science. This is what they promised us would never happen again. The second shot is the first generation bird flu shot that's on the schedule. Not on the schedule, that's in the media and excipient summary. So your control group is going to get the experimental shot and the first generation shot. And what's going to happen? They're going to get injured. And now when you compare the injuries in that group to the experimental group, it's not going to look that bad.
That's right. That's so ridiculous. Well, Dr. Ely, this has been an amazing summary. I have kids out here sitting outside my studio right now going, it's time to go check out this house, because they've all leased the home. So we're going to go take off there in just a second here. But
okay,
we have to wrap this up here and then we'll continue later. But anyway, this is an incredible review. And thank you so much, Ely, for being who you are and educating the world. And I would like the HHS secretary to now create a self-replicating amplifying carrot farm to help us beat the future measles outbreaks. How about that? Let's make some self-replicating carrot seeds. Oh, wait, they already have those. It's called nature. Okay, you just plant some carrots and replant carrots, and you'll grow more carrots. It's amazing. You don't need technology to make these weird, ridiculous scientific claims that don't exist.
So. We'll just make carrots great again. That's all.
Just make carrots great again. I love it. That's awesome. Well, Dr. Henry Lee, I appreciate you very much. We love you, buddy. Thank you for this review. We have many more stories to tell. Let's do another one here very soon and talk about.
Let's tell those stories. Let's tell that funny story on the 25th at Ages, okay?
We will do it. That'll be awesome. Okay. All right, everybody at home, I'm Dr. Artis. This is Dr. Henry Ely. Tell them where they can find you, buddy.
You can find me at energetichealthinstitute.org or causing a whole bunch of consternation on X, but just find us. Healing for the Ages. Just find us. We're good people to have in your back pocket, the four of us.
It's going to be fun, man. Well, I'm glad that you're my friend. Thanks for being a trusted partner of mine in this effort to try to save humanity and help make sense of the madness Big Pharma continues to create for us. God bless you all. We will see you next time on the Dr. Artis Show.